Music Theater of Louisville continues its 2010 summer season with Nonsense in the Baumhardt Theater at the Kentucky Center. This is the second season they performed in that space, and this is the first show they've done in a long time with an all-female cast. I spoke with Lucas Adams, the assistant director, and Gail King, who plays Sister Mary Hubert. Gail, let's start with you, because Lucas is somewhat of a known quantity now, being a print star. But let's start with you. Tell me something about your background. Are you from Louisville?
I am a native Louisvillian. I was actually born at Fort Knox. So I'm from here. I've traveled away, but I always seem to come back. Louisville is really still my roots, and I'm very fortunate that I've been able to make a living doing music. I also have a couple of bands and kind of a jack of all trades musically here in town.
Now, what kind of music do you usually sing?
Well, I have a four-piece band. We do a lot of weddings, receptions, functions. We've done things for Susan G. Komen. We've done the Heart Ball things for MS. Mm-hmm. And I also have a 10-piece big band that I sing with.
Wow.
And we've done a few of the mayoral inaugurations and the governors, so we get around.
And you're playing the part of Sister Mary Hubert. Now, tell me about her and how she works with the other nuns.
Well, Sister Mary Hubert is number two. She's right under Reverend Mother, and she aspires to be a Mother Superior herself someday in the future. So there's, I wouldn't say love-hate, but there's a love kind of relationship between herself and Mother Superior.
Now, Lucas, of course, people have read about you in Audience Magazine recently and know all about your background because, of course, everyone reads Audience. But let's recap for the people who, for some reason, didn't get to read that. You're the assistant director for this show, and this is your first time in that role for Music Theater Louisville.
It is, yeah. Peter came to me and asked if I would be willing to step in that role, and while I was nervous at first, working with the actresses and working with the production team, they've been fantastic. And I found a really great working relationship, and we've had a lot of fun with it. So.
Now, of course, you just closed 1776, which mm-hmm. is an almost all-male cast, except for Abigail. Now you have an all-female cast to give the ladies a shot at their own show. Let's talk about the dynamics there. Let's tell me about the show for people who haven't already seen it.
Well, it centers around the Sisters of Hoboken, the Little Sisters of Hoboken, and their goal to bury four remaining sisters that they were not able to bury because Reverend Mother bought a DVD player, a Blu-ray, excuse me, she would want me to say, instead of burying the four remaining sisters. So they're putting on a review to raise money, and I'll let Gail talk more about, you know, the kinds of characters and such, but that's kind of the basic background of the show. So,
Gail, how many women are in this show?
There are five of us. There's Mother Superior, then there's myself. There is Sister Amnesia, who kind of came to us. We're not sure where she's from because a crucifix fell on her head and her memory's gone. Then there is Sister Leo, who's the youngest. She's still a novice. And then there's Sister Robert Ann, who came from Brooklyn. So she gets away with wearing tennis shoes with the habit. And she drives. She's the only one who can drive the car. She can also hotwire the car. And she went to St. Clair's. That was the school for the deplorable, is where we got her from. So that's kind of the arrangement that we have. Some of us are lucky that we didn't also get poisoned by the soup that was made by Sister Julia Child of God. You get a lot of that within the show.
I see.
So you're
I
laughing
see.
Already. So
yes.
You're laughing in 5 minutes of the description. So it's a wonderfully funny show. If you were raised Catholic, which I was for 12 years, a lot of it is absolutely hysterical. I've met every one of these nuns within my 12 years of education, of lower education. So I know each one of them. I've met them all. But even if you're a non-Catholic, it's just a really, really funny show. And I think it's one of the older shows that has stood up to the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a brand new show at all, but it's still very funny. People still get, there's some audience participation in it, which is always fun. Well, yeah. Not always fun, but this one should be fun. This one should be fun, but it's a great time. It's very fast-paced. There's always something going on. Kids will enjoy it on a certain level. They certainly won't get some of the jokes, but a lot of the adults will.
Well, unless they've gone to Catholic school, then
that's
they
true.
Might get a few more.
And they'll go, that's my teacher, Sister Mary, whoever, back at their school. Exactly.
Now, this is a review. I mean, they're in the midst of rehearsing a review, or is this actually the performance of the review?
This is the performance, and they step out, and certain things happen that change the course and direction of the show, and it takes a wonderfully funny turn. But in the midst of all of this, they are really attempting to raise money for this fundraiser, and antics ensue, of course, but it's really beautiful how it all unfolds and works out. So
now, has Peter come up with the bright idea of using this as a fundraiser for Music Theater Louisville yet?
Yes, I believe in the in the lobby there will be some games and certain things that you know, for those who attend Catholic picnics, they will definitely remember. So mm-hmm.
Now, who's the choreographer for this show?
Jim Hesselman. He both directed and choreographed it. Excuse me. He did both of those before he left. So he's kind of a jack of all trades, like Gail mentioned before. So
he's already gone.
Yes, he left around the 4th of July weekend, mm-hmm. and I took over from there, and we started technical rehearsals last night in the theater. And so now we're in the midst of that, and we preview on Thursday. So.
Now, do you have a live band for this?
We do. We have a 3-piece band. We have drums and then two piano players as well.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be in their nun or father habit as well. So... Oh, yeah, nobody, it's a whole cast of characters.
And the show is going to run in the Baumhard Theater July 16th through the 25th. I want to thank you both for coming and telling me about the show and break a leg.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm. Gail King plays Sister Mary Hubert. Lucas Adams is the assistant director of Nonsense Music Theater of Louisville's second show of the season in the Baumhard Theater July 16th through the 25th. Now, if you'd like more information or to get tickets for the show, the number is 502-584-7777, or you can go to KentuckyCenter.org. For Classical 90.5, I'm Scott Dowd.